on the phone with Matt. Hello once again. Welcome back. ¿Cómo estás? That's literally like the only Spanish I know. So, what's going on with you?
Huh? Did you have a good Halloween, huh?
I guess I did. I didn't hand out candy because... So, when my wife and I moved in to this place, to this neighborhood, we moved in, I think it was the 17th of October last year. And because I'd also broken my ankle that day, so getting everything together, going to the store, like picking out candy to hand out, all that stuff was put on hold. And we were kind of upset by that. We were like, you know, this is the first time we're going to be able to do this. Pretty much the whole time we've been dating or married or together. So we were excited about it. But we thought, next year we'll do something. And then the longer we live here, the more we hate everybody here, including the kids, because the parents do not raise their kids. So the kids are worse than the parents, and the parents suck. So we really don't want to do anything this year, you know? I mean, we didn't. It was just kind of like, why are we going to spend money that we need on candy for these kids that we don't like? Furthermore, never mind. I'll let that one go. So the subject today, I believe, Dollar General sucks. Where I live, which is in the country, of course, Dollar General is like a country store. You will find more Dollar Generals in the country than you will anywhere else, I believe, at least around here. There's like four that are in driving distance within maybe 10 minutes of me. One is nice. Let's start with the first one here. The one in Oxford is nice. It is very clean. The only time you're going to see product or stuff that hasn't been put away, because you know they have those big wheelie cart things, right? They stack all of their shipment in on, and they wheel it around to the aisles where it goes, and they leave it there until it can be put away. So it takes up all the space. Some do this. From what I gather, they all do this, but some actually put the stuff away within a reasonable amount of time. The one in Oxford does that. The only time I've ever seen stuff in the aisles, blocking the aisles, is like the day that they get their truck. Otherwise, it's all put away. The store's clean. It's nice. The only problem I have with that store, I went there a couple months ago and I bought a 2 liter of Dr. Pepper Zero. I love this stuff. I took it home and I went to take a drink and it was flavorless. It was black sparkling water. It smelled like Dr. Pepper, but it tasted like sparkling water. It was fucking nasty. So I poured it out, and that was that. A month goes by, and I go back there, and I thought, surely they've gotten some new stuff in by now, right? So I got another one, took it home, same fucking thing. So, like usual, when a company pisses me off, I went to Twitter and I tagged Dollar General and Dr. Pepper in the matter. Dr. Pepper got back to me right away. They wanted to know what the hell happened, and they helped me through everything, and they sent me out coupons for free stuff. 2 coupons for 12 packs. To this day, I still haven't heard from Dollar General. And I'm sure I never will. But what had happened was, when I talked to Dr. Pepper, they wanted to know what the date was, the expiration date was on the 2 liters, and for some reason I never thought to check that. I still had the second one in my fridge, and I looked at it, and it had expired last December. yeah, that's how no flavor happens. So why were both of these on the shelf for almost a year past their expiration date? Well, I was in the Dollar General one day and the store manager was there, and I have spoken with her a couple of times. She's very nice, very friendly, and she hates her job because Dollar General treats their employees like shit. So she says, I don't know how true this is, but she said the whoever delivers the soda is the one who puts it on the shelf. And they're the ones who are supposed to rotate the stock. The sales rep is supposed to also check the dates to make sure everything is fine. So for the last almost a year, Dr. Pepper has been, or whoever, I don't know who brings their Dr. Pepper, if it's Coke or Pepsi or Dr. Pepper themselves, basically whoever brings it has been pushing everything to the back every time they bring new stuff. So there you go. I always check the dates now on a 2-liter. And sometimes they're impossible to see. Sometimes you can't see them. So you're taking a risk regardless. I couldn't see, like I just bought a 2-liter of the stuff the other day from another Dollar General. And I couldn't see the date at all. Because they print the date in black ink on the bottle with black soda inside it. Yeah, it's hard to read anyway when there's nothing in the bottle. They got to think of a better system. So I don't know what's going on with Dollar General. I don't know if they have corrected the issue. I have a feeling Dr. Pepper reached out and said, hey, you're fucking things up for us. Knock it off. I hope that's what happened. I wish I could have been there for that phone call. So that's the only issue I've really had at that location. Typically, everything else is kosher. It's all jelly. It's all good. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. Then we have one right down the street from me. As clean as the store in Oxford is, the store that's right down the street from me is the exact opposite. You see, the guy who runs that store, that store manager, is lazy as fuck. And he doesn't care if anything gets done. He has, I think, one, maybe two employees there, full-time, who put stock away. Nobody else does. He doesn't. He spends all of his time outside smoking cigars. I usually don't go there because they don't put stuff away. They have, you can go in at any time and their store, the aisles are full of those carts that are full of merchandise that needs to be put on the shelves. There are aisles you cannot go down with a cart or not. There was one aisle I walked by the other day and it was so full of those big carts with merchandise on them that you could not walk down that aisle at all. And almost every other aisle, if it wasn't like a floor display blocking the aisle, it was a cart full of merchandise that had to be put away. And that's the way it is in there all the time. All the time. And because of that, the shelves are almost always bare. I mean, they got stuff on their shelves that, you know, nobody wants and nobody buys. The stuff that doesn't need to get rotated, doesn't ever go out. And then you can definitely see what the most popular items are in the store because they're almost always sold out because they don't put anything away. I should also point out that they have each of these stores has a different selection as far as their food goes, like the cold food, their coolers. And this one has like the least amount of stuff. It's almost like if I need certain things, I will go to that one because they usually have them. But it's like if I want a 2-liter or something or a bag of chips, I can go in there. But if I actually want selection, and, like, you know, almost guaranteed that things are going to be in stock and on the shelf, then I'll go to another store. And depending on what it is I'm looking for, I'll go to another store because they don't all carry the same shit. I don't know if they do that on purpose to make you go to other stores. I know Walmart does. When I worked at Walmart, I found out they had X amount of floor plans so that when you go to a Walmart somewhere else, you have to basically search for what you want so that you see more stuff and instinctively buy more stuff. Instinctively? No. I don't know. So maybe Dollar General's doing that too. I don't know. But then there's the one down in Millville. That's the nicest one. If I really, really, if I want to go to Dollar General, that's the one I'm going to, because it is the nicest one. It's always stocked, and they have a huge selection of things that none of the other Dollar Generals around here have. And then there's the one I went to today. I was in the area, so I stopped, and I shouldn't have. I knew better. But this one is in Hamilton, Ohio, or Hamiltucky, as everybody around here calls it, because of how hick, trashy, just fucking, it has a charm to it too, which is weird. You know, if you just kind of drive through it and take a look at, like, the architecture of some of the older buildings, it has some fantastic houses, very nice subdivisions and whatnot, but just don't get out of your car. Yeah, don't go into a store, don't go to a restaurant, don't go shopping, just drive through with your doors locked. So, I went to the Dollar General, and my wife and I were sitting in the car outside, and she wasn't going in, I was, but I didn't know what she wanted, so she was getting a list together on Messenger to send to me, so I could take it in on my phone, of course. And while we were sitting there, I looked up, and this older woman, I believe it was probably the grandmother, walked around a corner of the building, and there was this little girl, most likely her granddaughter, in a, like, a Power Wheel, big wheel, it would have been a Power Wheel car. I'm not sure what kind of car. I think it was a little Cadillac or something, but it was barely going. It looked like it was probably about dead, the battery. And the little girl was having issues navigating the car. When she came around the corner of the building, she almost ran into what looked like an electric generator or something, a big metal box that sat off to the side of the building, you know. I don't know what the hell's in there because I don't deal with those. But she had to back up, and you could hear the grandmother, like, "You got to back up. You got to turn the wheel. You got to back up. Now, all right, now go forward. Turn the wheel." And we thought it was cute, you know, little girl in her little car. Yeah, it was cute. My wife, she got her list done, and I got out of the car. Started into the store, and there was a woman there who was coming out of the store holding one of the two, like, the double doors that go in. She was holding it open, and that grandmother was holding the other one open while she directed the child into the store in her car. I don't understand. I really don't. Now, this particular Dollar General is a little bit like the one down the street from me, in that the carts with all the merchandise on them and stuff, they don't really have that issue there. That might be like the one in Oxford, where you'll see them on delivery day when the truck shows up. But other than that, I don't think I've ever actually gone there and seen merchandise sitting around on carts. However, this store, despite being clean, mostly, the aisles are very narrow. There's a lot of stuff around the place that really shouldn't be there. it's not really customer friendly. It's almost like a maze. And if you have a cart and you need to do your shopping with a cart and you go down an aisle and there's somebody else coming the other way with a cart, one of you have to move because there's not enough room to go around each other. One of you have to back up and move. This lady and her granddaughter, I am assuming was her granddaughter, they park this car, this Power Wheel car, right inside the doors to take up what space there was there. And the place was hopping. There was all kinds of people in line at the checkout, all kinds of people walking around shopping. And the little girl left it there, got out of her little car, and her grandmother went off to shop. Just left it there, right in the middle of the fucking store, right in the way of everybody. And the grandmother, I was walking by as they got their car into position. And the grandmother looked at me and she smiled and said, "She takes this thing everywhere." And I wanted to say, "Because you fucking let her." Like, this is on you, not on her. She's a child, a young child. Well, needless to say, they went off down every aisle I wanted to go down, and they took their time. They didn't let me go by. They didn't let anybody go by. There was like a backup of customers trying to shop around this chick because she was in the way. I had to stand off to the side at one point and kind of like chill out and collect myself because I was getting pissed off. I have, by the way, recently weaned off of my mental health meds, all four of them, and I am mostly okay now, but my fuse is very, very short, and I don't like that, and I'm trying to learn how to control my anger, which is why I stepped off to the side. I let people buy me to shop. I let that lady and her little granddaughter shop and, you know, get the fuck out of the way before I continued. So I did my shopping and I had to walk around basically to the other side of the store to get in line for the register because that whole setup is a clusterfuck of clusterfucks. For some reason, there's one register and one person at that register ringing people up. She loves to talk to all of her favorite customers. So while there were like, you know, 3, 4, 5 people in line waiting, she was having a discussion about nothing with one of her customers. This is where I started getting really pissed off. Now, down at the other end of the register, of that counter, is a self-checkout register. And I was going to use that, but somebody was already using it, and that's fine. Because they weren't having an unimportant conversation keeping me from getting checked out. To make matters worse, everybody in line for the register had carts full of stuff. So that was going to take for fucking ever, and I was not having it. When the lady was done at the self-checkout, she turned to leave and couldn't because of the massive clusterfuck that is that whole setup. So she had, like, me and a couple other people had to back up so she could walk past us and go around the whole register area so she could get out. It's just a terrible, terrible setup. Oh, I should also point out that on my way around the store to that side so I could get in line, I looked over and saw that lady with her little granddaughter leaving. And she was trying to navigate this girl back through the doors in reverse because there was nowhere for her to turn around. As a matter of fact, that was the only place in the store right inside the doors where that car was going to work, where that car was going to fit. There was no driving it around the store, obviously. The whole thing with it being in the store in the first place is a fucking problem. It's a car, leave it in the parking lot. I don't care that it's 4 feet long. if that, 3 feet long. I don't care that it's plastic and a toy. It's still a fucking motorized vehicle. Keep it in the parking lot. So then there was a person in front of me who went to the self-checkout, and they were checking out all their shit. Meanwhile, the line of people waiting for the register grew behind me, and the person at the register was still having a conversation with this woman behind the counter who did not give a shit that she was holding everybody up. I guess she wouldn't care. She's going to be there regardless if we are or not, and she's getting paid to be there. Why give a fuck? The lady in front of me at the self-checkout, she finished, and I had to back up again to let her by me so she could walk around the whole register area to get out, and it was my turn. I wasn't getting much, so luckily I got it all rang up and put it in my bags. I put it all in the cart, and I turned around to look, and there were so many people there that I just... I kind of like sighed really loud, and I walked down an aisle in the opposite direction of the door, and this lady was coming down this other aisle, and she saw me pushing a cart full of stuff in bags, and she was like, "Oh my God, it's like amazing here, isn't it?" I was like, "Yeah, this is bullshit." And I walked around the store again to get out. Anyway, that's Dollar General. What a fucking... I don't know. I think I might be done with Dollar General, honestly. There's always something. I'm going to step aside for a little break, and then, and literally less than a minute, so don't go anywhere. Don't change the channel or whatever you do. And I'll be right back with some more really interesting shit I've seen in Hamilton. Yeah, I told you it wouldn't take long. Less than a minute. Thanks for sticking through that and coming back on to part two, the second chapter. You know, Hamilton, Ohio, I've seen some goofy shit here before that just, I mean, this place is, it's just full of fucked up, cracked out, methed out hicks. It's, you know, it's just one of those places where you'll see shit and just like, you'll just shake your head like, what the you can't even comment on it because nobody, I think, is really prepared for the kind of shit that they see here, you know? Like, okay, many years ago, I don't know if it was many now, but I found out, I saw in the news that a guy that I went to high school with, I knew him, but we didn't talk to each other ever or hang out, but I knew who he was. If I saw him, I guess sometime after high school, and he wasn't, from what I understand, he wasn't in the best of positions to begin with in high school, but I guess things got worse for him at some point. But it was in the news that he was in Hamilton, and I guess he was all fucked up on meth or something, and the police were called on him by his neighbors because he was in their backyard by their pool, fucking a pool noodle. Yeah. Thank God I didn't see that. But what I have seen... A couple years ago, I moved in to my dad's place with my wife, and that was in Indiana. And in order to get her to work, we had to drive straight through downtown Hamilton. And this is where I saw goofy shit afoot. One night, now this was, I want to say this was during the summer or the warmer months. And downtown Hamilton is kind of doing like a revitalization thing where they're fixing the downtown area up to make it more of a social place, you know, a place that the trendy yuppie people want to go to and spend money. However, the place is also still fucking Hamilton. So they blend with all of the trash that still lives there. And it's just kind of funny because, honestly, why would you want to go hang out in a place where you can get shot and killed just because it's trendy, you know? I mean, downtown Cincinnati has that issue in a park called Over the Rhine, which is like the worst neighborhood in and around downtown Cincinnati. And they have, you know, made a couple of the streets habitable again. And there's a bunch of bars and a bunch of trendy people like to go there and party, especially on the weekend nights, you know. And literally every day or every other day in the news is another story about how somebody got shot and killed in Over the Rhine. But by all means, keep going there to get trashed. And, you know, they got expensive condos there now you can buy and live in. And your garage is down a crack alley. I mean, this is legit. This is what is going on there. You know, and there's another neighborhood outside of downtown called Northside that is doing the same thing. And it's the same. It's not as bad as Over the Rhine. Nothing is in Cincinnati. But it's another shitty neighborhood that's trying to revitalize itself. And they have these expensive ass condos and apartments, and people are flocking to them to live in them and spend outrageous amounts of money, and they live in a fucking shithole. I don't understand it. So Hamilton is doing that. Downtown Hamilton has some areas, some streets that are being revitalized, and there's all these new trendy bars and all this crazy shit. And when you go down there at the right time of day or night, you'll see all these trendy, happy, yuppie white people. And it's just a stark contrast to the rest of the city. And one night we were going through there, and this was probably around 10 o'clock. There were these little, I don't want to say festivals or carnivals, but they were, you know how these areas do when they'll have like a whole bunch of live music on different corners, and there'll be like street vendors there, and it's like a whole to do. And we got stopped at one of the red lights on the main road through that downtown area. There's only one. Hamilton's downtown is a legit downtown, but it's super tiny. And there's one main road that goes through it. And, we're sitting at this stoplight, and there's all these people everywhere walking up and down the roads, crossing the streets. And I look up, and this fucking bag, a plastic, it was like, it was really big. I don't know if it was so much as a garbage bag, or if it was used for like, you know, if you were to maybe buy a gigantic stuffed animal, it might come in one of these giant bags inside of a giant box. That's what I thought it was, because it looked very thin, and it didn't look like it was made for garbage. It looked like it was made to just put something lightweight in to ship. But it was huge, and it was upside down. No, it wasn't. It was right side up, but it was open, completely full of air, but it was not tied off. And it was floating above the sidewalk. How it made it right across the street in the sidewalk, like not in the road, it was kind of creepy how it worked. It was like somebody was carrying it across the street, above the street. It was not touching the street at all. I don't know how it was doing this, but it was also on fire. Yeah, I don't know. It looked like there may have been like something inside of it burning, but the whole thing, and it wasn't like flame fire. It was like, you know, I really don't know how to say this. It was like, the whole part of it that was on fire, it was like just glowing embers. It almost looked like it was moving too fast, or there just wasn't enough material there to actually light up in flames, but it was on fire, and the stuff inside of it was on fire, and it was flying across the, I mean, it was traveling pretty good, you know, and nobody gave a shit. That was what blew me away. It was like all these people were walking around and walking by it. Nobody was even looking at it. I started freaking out because I thought I was hallucinating and seeing shit that nobody else was seeing. Because, like, how do you not notice this giant fucking bag, plastic bag, flying independently on fire? How do you not see that? And nobody cared. I don't know where it went. The light turned green and I took off. I did not want to be part of a flaming bag monster destroying me. If it was going to destroy Hamilton, by all means. It really didn't have far to go to do that. And then in that same strip, this is High Street, by the way. This is High Street in Hamilton, Ohio. I took her to work, and she, one night, she was, she got kind of sick, so she wanted to leave early, and she wound up getting somebody to cover the rest of her shift, which was amazing because she worked third shift. So we got to leave at like 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and we were on our way home, and we were driving through Hamilton on High Street in that same spot, and something kind of caught my eye. Once again, except I was driving. I wasn't stopped anywhere to actually see it. So as I was going by, this car was parked on the street going the other direction. There was like a strobe, and this car, it's so hard to describe, but it was what used to be called hoopties. You remember those from back in the day? This was a hoopty from back in the day. Like, this was an old ass car, beat up to hell and back. I'm surprised it ran. Maybe it didn't run, and that's why it was just sitting there on the side of the road. It looked like a couple of meth heads were given like four different colors of paint, and they had added to brighten it up a little bit. And what made me notice it was the flashing light, the strobe light inside the car. And as I drove by, I heard this loud music coming out of the car. The windows were down. And there was a woman. I guess she was dressed up. It looked like she had a costume, like maybe a 70s go-go dancer costume on, but not a good one. And she was either dirty, like all the skin on her that I could see as I drove by in the dark, it looked like she was either dirty or had paint on her as well. And she was dancing on top of this car at like 5 a.m. Nobody else around. I don't know. She was having fun. It looked like it. Good for her. Two other times I saw that car while driving through Hamilton, but it was broad daylight and they were actually driving. So I know the car is mobile. I never got to see the woman who was dancing on the car, like, clearly, you know. I don't know. Hamilton's fun. Actually, it's kind of nice. The revitalization thing is kind of nice. It is stretching across. There's a river that goes through Hamilton, and High Street turns into Main Street, but it's the same road, of course. And that the river is what splits the city up into the east side and the west side. The west side has Main Street, and that's really the part of Hamilton that I was more familiar with growing up. I have a lot of family in Hamilton, or I did back then, my dad's side of the family, and we would go to see his parents kind of right down the road from Main Street. So I really spent more time on Main Street than High Street growing up. And the buildings along the street, you know, they're all like business buildings. They're older and there's still really cool businesses in them. And some of them are being redone, you know, like revamped, revitalized or whatever. And there are these new businesses going in there that are pretty cool. A couple restaurants, some party places. Like it's kind of neat going through there now. It's a little much for me. I don't do people anymore. So, and you know, these are all younger crowds anyway, but, it's nice to see. I make fun of these revitalization projects and I make fun of them because to me, it's just funny to me. Dane Cook once had a joke where he said, you can paint rust any color you like, it's still rust. And that's how I kind of feel about these revitalization projects, because they're picking the worst neighborhoods to do it in. They're revitalizing like one street at a time, you know, and so the process is just so slow that, you know, the old isn't leaving, but it's mixing with the new. And it's just, it's like oil and water. It doesn't mix very well at all. But I applaud the effort. You know, these older neighborhoods are being revitalized, which is great. It kind of keeps the history there. It turns the places back into places where people would want to go to spend money and to hang out. That's great. A lot of these neighborhoods have new businesses that open up that are locally owned, which is awesome. I support that 100%. And, you know, on Main Street, there's a place there called Moondogs, and it is a head shop, and they've been there like 7 years now, and it's awesome. It's one of my favorite places to shop at now. I've got a couple of bowls from there. I got quite a bit. I got a rolling tray from there. I got all kinds of goodies from there. And when I started smoking THCO, that's where I got my pens from. So, yeah, it's a cool little spot. And I've always had like a soft spot in my heart for Hamilton because my dad's side of the family comes from there. Or, you know, that's where they spent a majority of their time, I guess. They're not from there, but they are kind of from there. I don't know. So I've always, you know, I want to see good for Hamilton, but it's just not, you can't revitalize the entire city. You can only revitalize certain neighborhoods. And if you're not going to revitalize the whole city, the bad is still going to live there. And it's still going to do business there, you know, so you can only go so far with these revitalization projects. You can only do so much. I would love to see Over the Rhine in downtown Cincinnati get rehabbed and revitalized and be a good place again because of the history there and because of, you know, the people there who are not into the, you know, the criminal activities. They're great people. They're my kind of people, really. You know, I didn't come from the rich side of town. I grew up in, the street I grew up on when I was, I moved there when I was 7, left when I was 14. That street, it was a dead end street block, maybe 2 blocks long. It was right on the border of what was known as Steel Sub. And a lot of my friends lived there. And a lot of times I'd go to their houses and I'd be the only white kid in the neighborhood. Didn't bother me at all. That wasn't even something that I noticed back then. I was hanging out with my friends. You know, they didn't notice I was white. Maybe they didn't. I don't know. I didn't give a shit they were black. They were friends to me. I was not raised to notice color. I was raised to notice people. That's the way it's just always been with me. And these neighborhoods are my kind of neighborhoods. I just don't want to go there and get shot and killed. I don't want to do that anywhere. I live in the country now. It's like 95% white. And I have just as much of a chance of getting shot here as I do anywhere else. Because these people are fucking nuts. They all have guns. And I don't see eye to eye with any of them on political issues. So, you know how that goes. But that's my story. There you go. It's kind of... I just wasted so much of your time. Thanks for hanging out. Yeah, if you do go to Hamilton, Ohio, for any reason, maybe just stay in your car. Know the neighborhoods you're going to. If you're going to go shopping in any of them, you know, maybe on the east side, that's where downtown is. Just be careful. Be very, very careful. If you're on the west side, you don't have to be as careful. If you cross the bridge, cross the river, you don't have to be as careful. But still kind of, you know, just keep your eyes open. And if you go into any of those neighborhoods, those revitalized neighborhoods where somebody's spending, you know, there was one story when I brought up the crack alley, your garage is in the crack alley. There are these new condos and townhouses, apartments, whatever, in Over the Rhine. And in order to get to your door, your door and your garage, they're in alleys, crack alleys. There was right after one of these buildings opened up, some rich woman with like a Mercedes or something, older lady, bought one of these condos and moved in. I have no idea why. I really don't. She came home one day with groceries. She parked her car outside of her door and she started taking groceries in and somebody stole her car. Broad daylight. And that's really, I think, the biggest problem with the people who are spending this kind of money to buy a condo or an apartment or whatever in these areas. They, I don't think, are savvy enough to live in one of these areas. I don't know if they think that they're helping change the area by being there, but I don't think they quite understand where they're living. And that's not good. That's not good for them. You know, they're out of place. As much as I think everybody should live together and get along and we should all mix, I also know that's not a good idea in a lot of cases. But that's a whole nother subject for a whole nother time that I'll probably never remember to go back to. I hope you have a good week. Thanks again for tuning in and hanging out with me. I really appreciate it. You guys are awesome. Take care and enjoy your November. I'll see you next week. Peace.